Hello, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing the move by opposition leader Nelson Chamisa, who says he's abandoning the Citizens Coalition for Change party, citing infiltration by ZANU-PF and its agents, an allegation which the ruling party denies. But first, former President Donald Trump, the likely Republican presidential nominee, is threatening to torpedo a deal that would free up $106 billion in foreign and spending for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, and tighten immigration rules that the White House and senators from both parties have worked on for months. Correspondent Wita Kuswara has this report.
Backed by voters who consider immigration the most important issue in the 2024 race, former president and likely Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump won the New Hampshire primary Tuesday.
We have millions and millions of people flowing into our country illegally. They come from prisons and they come from mental institutions.
The victory is likely to embolden Trump to pressure Republican lawmakers to avoid a compromise on an immigration deal. He said on social media last week that Republicans should not agree to a border deal unless they get everything needed to shut down what he called an invasion by millions of people. The White House and senators from both parties have worked for months to hash out a deal that would provide $106 billion in security aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Republicans insist that it include funding to secure the border and a tightening of immigration rules. Last week, President Joe Biden said he was hopeful the package would pass at least the Senate.
Now the question is for the Speaker and the House Republicans. Are they ready to act as well?
Immigration activists are pessimistic.
Congressional Republicans are not willing to put good faith policies on the table that bring into place a humane and orderly processing at the border and maintain asylum. Instead, we're seeing far-right Republicans dominate the debate, including former President Trump.
The border issue fires up the Republican base, and passing a bill that Democrats can claim as a win could hurt Republican messaging in an election year.
They don't want to do anything that might benefit Joe Biden and take this issue of the border off the table for the 2024 campaign.
As wars in Gaza and Ukraine continue to rage, foreign policy has become more of a concern among Americans this year. An AP North Center poll found 60% of Americans say foreign policy should be a top focus for 2024, up from 41% last year. 35% cite immigration as a top concern, an increase from 27%. Patsy Wida-Kuswara, VOA News, Washington.
And as the Israel Defense Forces continue their operations against Hamas in Gaza, children in the West Bank and East Jerusalem are facing their own security challenges as a result of the conflict-related violence. VOA's Celia Mendoza reports from East Jerusalem's Arab Beit Hanina neighborhood.
10-year-old Ode Ahmad Jalin puts on a brave face as family members and friends mourn the death of his younger sister, Rukaya.
I used to play with her, and now I miss her. I lost my hope.
His 4-year-old sister was accidentally shot by Israeli forces on January 7 while riding with her mother in the back seat of a chair taxi that was crossing the checkpoint near the village of Beit Iksa. Israeli border police say a car driving behind the girl and her mother did not stop to be inspected, prompting Israeli security forces to shoot at the car and inadvertently hitting the car the girl was riding in.
We do not know why this happened. We were surprised by the shooting at cars, and Rukaya was martyred because of that. How do I feel now? I miss my daughter. She was my favorite daughter and my youngest female child.
Israeli officials said the incident was under investigation.
Congress.
VOA spoke with Jonathan Criggs, Chief of Communications at UNICEF, State of Palestine, about the situation for children in the West Bank.
85 children have been killed in the West Bank in the past 12 weeks, in the past 13 weeks, basically since the 7th of October. That is already the double of the year 2022.
Living in fear has become a part of daily life for children like Ode, who sometimes confuse reports of the fighting in Gaza with what is happening in the West Bank.
If I play outside, I will die, because now they are bombing schools, universities, and hospitals.
Destruction, wars, and killing are the reason many children are deprived of their childhood. The closest example is my daughter, the children of Gaza, the children of Jenin, and the children of the Palestinian people. They are all exposed to gunfire. It's not just the children, also men, youth, and women.
Information to which children are exposed daily.
They know. They tell us every day how we can learn every day and how we can live normally. And we see other children in Gaza. They die every day in horrible ways. So it's so hard for them.
This is why we are calling all parties to basically restrain and do everything possible to diminish this conflict-related violence.
Violence in which children are the most vulnerable. Celia Mendoza, VOA News, East Jerusalem.
And back to our topic, we are discussing the move by Nelson Chamisa to abandon his CC party, which he has led for 2 years, accusing ZANU-PF of being involved in the recalls of party members in councils and parliament by one Sengezo Chabang, whom it describes as an imposter and not the interim secretary general of the party, as he claims. Insiders say Chamisa is set to launch a new party, but ZANU-PF Information and Publicity Director Farai Marapira told Studio 7 Chamisa is responsible for the disintegration of his party because he does not follow democratic principles. This will be the second time Chamisa has lost control of a political party, as he initially lost control of the MDC alliance to Mr. Douglas Monsora. Now, let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. To discuss our topic in depth, we welcome our guests, Reverend Wilfred Dimingu, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Council of Churches, and Bernard Begilizwe Ndlovu, an independent political commentator, former student activist, and former Alliance for People's Agenda, APA, party chairman for the South African branch. Welcome to the show, gentlemen. We'll start with you, Reverend Dimingu. We have seen the development in CCC and what the party leader is saying, that he's abandoning the party. What is your perspective on the issue?
Thank you. For us as a church, it's a very sad development in our country, in as far as democracy and the electoral processes are concerned. Because what we We are seeing that power has become more important than the welfare of the people and citizens of this nation. Because we are talking of a man who got 40% of the people who voted in August 2023, just 5 months ago. And his party in 73 seats, and then 27 for women, and 37 for which is reserved for the youth. And you can see a number of people invested their trust and loyalty to Advocate Nelson Chamisa and Triple C. And what we are seeing now is simply things that the opposition Triple C is no longer a formidable opposition party which people voted for. Because in any democracy, it is important to have a strong political party. And what we are seeing now shows that our country has got a political problem that needs to be solved. This is why in 2019, as a church, we called for what we called a Sabbath call. But the question is, all what we are seeing here is caused by the question that has never been asked. Is Zimbabwe ready for a election? We've seen these kind of things happening 5 months after a general election. It's a very worrisome development. It's a very sad development for democracy in our country. And it renders electoral processes irrelevant. When people go to election, elect the leaders of their choice, and politics becomes the major thing at the expense of the lives of the people. And we are where we are now because of the abuse of the section that has been widely used to disempower the electorate, the recall, the section in our constitution. It has resulted in where we are now, where people who have been leaders have been voted by people can just be recalled by an individual. Politics comes into play, and we are where we are now. I know that the politicians in their context, they look at this and say this is just politics. But for us as a church and the majority of the people of Zimbabwe, this is not only politics, but this is more about the lives of the people of Zimbabwe. Because now we continue to be in an electoral mode and continue the disputation at the expense of development and what really matters for the people of this country.
Thank you so much for your view. We cross over to you, Mr. Bernard Bekilizwe Ndlovu. Yes, what is your comment on the latest developments? You have heard what Reverend Temingu has said.
I think it's an unfortunate development for the people of Zimbabwe in general, an unfortunate development for democracy, and its history and future for Zimbabweans. But one wants to look at this critically and not just get carried away with the emotion of the matter. What's interesting about the whole development is the fact that, rather, let me say, in an institution or organization, leadership is viewed as, the group that sets the strategy for the organization or for an institution. I think that the leadership of the CCC, led by Advocate Nelson Chamisa, sat down, came up with a strategy. Ironically, that strategy was meant to stop any form of infiltration that could have come up from ZANU-PF, but actually achieved the opposite. It achieved infiltration. What this means, I do not know what Nelson Chamisa and his leaders, the group of leaders, are planning to do now. But in a normal, institution, organization, when leadership makes such huge, mistakes that have huge repercussions in terms of the welfare of the institution, they actually step down and say, we have failed in a big way. We use this strategy hoping to achieve these results, but achieved the opposite.
So while I really sympathize with the disintegration of CCC, I also think that the practice, they did not practice democracy. They ran a party that had no structures. They ran a party that had no constitution, hoping to achieve this result, but actually achieved the opposite. If I were them right now, I'd be thinking of, I failed. I think I should now allow others who could come up with better ideas to lead, because Zimbabweans want leadership.
Thank you so much. And Reverend Dimingu, what do you think could have been the best strategy under the circumstances, and what do you think should be done next in your own view, if you can explain to us in Shona?
To produce an untested electoral process. And what we are seeing now, to be the president of the Katawana for Vamina 2018, which is an MDCA, and now Tayenda Pane, CPC, but Takatari has also shown up with it. In the opposition, we have a great strategy. Inclusive government, 2019-2018.
Yebo ke, siyabonga kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma lamhlanje. Sicubungula udaba lokuthi uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa uthi usechiye ibandla le-CCC, uselilaxazile wathi hayi akuseyibandla lami, ngoba isithi kule ngxabangxoza kulandela ukungenela kwebandla le-ZANU-PF kulo njalo seli alisamanga kuhle ngenxa yalokho. Kodwa ibandla le-ZANU-PF sikhulume lalo namhlanje emsakazweni we-Studio 7 lithi lona alilani lokwenza lokwenzakala kubandla le-ZANU-PF, njalo kuyazenzakalela ngoba uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa engalandeli intando yomuntu wonke kulelo bandla. Simzwile njalo le ngcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe ongumhlonitsha wethu lapha uMnumzana Ndlovu esithi yena ibandla leli belingela ama structures belingelani lani futhi alihambanga ku Congress sesibuyela njalo kuwe mnumzana Ndlovu ungasichasisela ngolimi lesindebele ukuthi ubona kusenzakalani sisiya phambili la kuyukuthi umnumzana Chamisa engabumba elinye ibandla kumbe engalibumbi ubona kusenzakalani njalo engakwenza njani ukuthi kuqhubeke kuhle mnumzana Ndlovu
Ngiyabonga. Hayi, ngokumazi kwami njengomlingiswa kulo mdlalo wepolitics umnumzana uThamisa kungenzeka ukuthi afome enye iparty ngoba le iparty asuka kuyo futhi isikhumbula negama leni loba kuthiwa yi-coalition of peoples uyayifoko ukuthi igama la-coalition party yazi ibhali zivela kukuthi uThamisa chethe ukuthi nguyo phela owayeyindaba enkulu phakathi kwaleli bala so kungenzeka ukuthi afome enye iparty njengoba njilo ekuqaleni kusiyango ukukhangelela ukuphumelela kwelizwe bekumele ukuthi avume ukuthi enze inkalakatho yephutha eliyilo ligcine lidilize iparty lesidilize njalo lidilize nje lidilize okwesibili ngoba masikhumbula sikhangele emuva siyakhumbula ukuthi elakuqala baze bamthathele futhi kwakuyikhonokho ukuthi kafunanga ukuthi aye Congress ayenza ukhetho olupheleleyo manje futhi wenze ukhetho kungela ma-structure kungela constitution sibemthathele futhi uzayifoma enye iparty and ilizwe leZimbabwe ngalesi sikhathi esikuso limimele ngoba abantu kukhanya bayamthanda yena abaningi uChamisa so kuyafuna mpela kusiya phambili makuwukuthi kuyamele ukuthi kube nelinye mhlawumbe lingamphikisa libe nabantu abaqinileyo abazakhona ukuthi bamhluthele abantu abantu bamlandela uChamisa njengoba belandela uMorgan Tsvangirai umunye ukuthi mhlawumbe bazomlandela kuzoba neminyaka efika 50 makungasasukumanga omunye umuntu we-opposition owokuphilisa ophinileyo ozakuvezela abantu ukuthi akashoze yenza amaphutha afana nalawa
yebo ke ngicela ukukubamba umlomo khonapho uthi abaningi bazamlandela do you foresee all the party members following him if he forms a new party or some will cling on to their parliamentary or council seats and not want to risk losing the by-elections.
Hayi, ngoba umsebenzi eZimbabwe, it's unlikely that people those who have positions like councillor and MP will follow him because in Zimbabwe, these political positions are actually jobs for some people. That's their means of livelihood. So it is difficult. It was perhaps not a wise decision for him to make it. He might have sacrificed his political career because I don't foresee people who went into politics, campaigned, and won, deciding just like that to say, because the president decided to leave, I'm also going to leave with him. So that then puts, you know, the party CCC at a very big risk of getting divided and even getting annihilated by ZANU-PF that is doing it. So I don't think that everyone is just going to follow the president. He has nothing to lose because he's not a parliamentarian, he's not a councillor. He is trying to rescue a big career of being the president of the country if it happens to follow me then. But it's unlikely to do that now. I think he has messed up and he should just admit and step down and allow other people to take the reins of the opposition space.
All right, thank you so much. And over to you, Reverend Dimingu. As churches, you have engaged these political parties you say that they whatever they do has an effect on the general population. What's your next step as the churches following this development?
Thank you. As a church, we are not resting. We will continue with our call for dialogue because we believe that that's where we should start, and we'll continue engaging with the political parties and the political leadership, including Advocate Chamisa, because we still believe that in whatever form, whether he is another party, but he still plays a very important role in the politics of our nation. Remember, we cannot ignore a man who garnered 4% in an election. That's almost half of the country. And it means there are people who follow him. There are people who want him to be their leader. And so we will continue to engage. And our dialogue that we are going to push as a church is not only for the political players, but we are calling for a dialogue that is inclusive, a dialogue that brings in together all the people of Zimbabwe so that we can create a future and accommodate everyone, not to create spaces for political players only, but obviously the political players at a higher level are the first people that we are going to engage, and then our local community and the business people and all other stakeholders, including CSOs, in trying to prepare ourselves for the next election and also to deal with the issues that are affecting our country at the moment.
Thank you so much. I understand we have a caller from South Africa. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Yebo manjani?
Yebo mbani sikhuluma la ye ungaphi kwelizwe njalo ekhaya uvela ngapi?
Ngokuthi nozinqobe ekhaya ngibuye ngkhaya eZimbabwe.
Yebo ungasinika umbono wakho ngalokho okwenzakalayo kubandla le-CCC?
Le nto yenziwa nguNelson Chamisa iyasithusa nathi ngoba besibhekele ukuthi mhlawumbe kukhona utshintsho azanalo, kodwa uma enguye ohlamukela ibandla lakhe kuyasithusa kakhulu.
Yebo ke kodwa ubona ingani ngabe kuyini akwenzileyo njengoba besesibona obekusenziwa umnumzana Chabang?
Kucabanga ukuthi okwasekuqaleni azange babe nesivumelano esiqondile, yikho kugcine kudaleka ukuthi ashiye phansi. Kusho ukuthi azange imbono yabo azange yafana kwasekuqaleni.
Yebo ke siyabonga umbono wakho ngamafitshane. Isikhathi asavuma ukuthi sixoxe siqede. May you give us your last word, Mr. Ndlovu. What do you foresee happening if Mr. Chamisa forms another party? Will it be still as strong as it was before to challenge the ruling party? Or you foresee the numbers dwindling or adding up? Yes, in brief.
Because of the fact that he is dealing with, as I said earlier, with people who hold positions of power, parliamentarians who now that is an likelihood that I said, it's likely that he might lose some people to those, you know, some voters to those people. So the party is divided, most likely. It's unlikely that he will rescue a whole party. So I don't foresee it, you know, keeping the strength that it had towards elections last year. I do not foresee the CCC continuing to be the party that we have known it to be and with Chamisa are enjoying the same following that he enjoyed in the past. It's likely that you would have, you know, silos, groups, cliques here and there of this party and that. Mangoma, like in the past, Mangoma, Sikala, with a party, you know, BT, a party, small. But it's not going to be the same. It will never be the same again.
Thank you so much. We have come to the end of our show. We would like to thank our guest, General Secretary of Zimbabwe Council of Churches, Reverend Wilfred Dimingu, and would like to say thank you to political analyst, independent Bernard Bekilizwe Ndlovu. Sithanda njalo ukubonga abalaleli bethu labo abasixhasileyo ngokusitshayela ucingo besinika imbono yabo ngalolu daba olokuthi umnumzana Chamisa usetshiya ibandla lakhe le-CCC. Olivalelisayo yimi usithandekile Mhlanga, ngisithi asihlanganeni njalo tomorrow at 8 o'clock here.